For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California's annual earthquake drill is happening today. And this year, during distance learning, teachers and students are being asked to participate virtually. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
San Bernardino Unified School District Emergency Manager Eric Fatir says normally the annual Great Shakeout earthquake drill is done in person and involves the evacuation of entire school campuses into field areas.
We're excited in that we're able to push the preparedness that would normally kind of reside within the classrooms during the Great Shakeout, push the preparedness into individual families' homes.
Teachers have been asked to work time into their distance learning schedules to prepare students for the drill. Fatir says it allows for students to have conversations about earthquake readiness with their parents and guardians.
We're going to ask the students to, you know, look around, be aware of their surroundings, be aware of what's near them, above them, under them, where they could go for a stable location to drop, cover, and hold on. Have preparedness conversations with their family about how to safely evacuate and where their meeting points may be and how to contact each other. So we're really making the best of this COVID environment.
He says it is especially important for differently abled students to talk about a plan with teachers and parents. He says kids love to be engaged. So the more teachers and parents talk about scary things with students and practice being prepared, the less frightening they become.
You know, for our youngest ones, we need to lead them, but also not be afraid when they're taking charge, too. Sometimes our best leaders are our kids.
To learn more about the drill, visit shakeout.org. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Federal agents announced what they called the largest methamphetamine bust in domestic U.S. history yesterday, displaying a 10-foot-high pile of the confiscated drug, representing a haul of more than 2,200 pounds seized at stash houses in Riverside County, along with cocaine and heroin. Operation Crystal Shield is a nationwide effort involving 70 to 80 investigators in 9 cities, including Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, and Atlanta. Agents seized more than 4,800 pounds of meth nationwide and are still working on more arrests, according to the DEA. Rain is not in the forecast for Northern California for the rest of October. Meteorologists expect dry, warm, and windy weather, and as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, the trifecta presents perfect conditions for wildfires.
Emily Heller says the weather lately reminds her of what Northern California saw in 2018, just before the campfire set the town of Paradise ablaze. No rain, excessive heat, and dry winds. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
2 years ago, you know, the campfire, I believe, started around November 8th, and we hadn't gotten any rain to that point. Typically, we get our first rains in October, but it's not always like that.
Heller says rain and snow isn't in the forecast in the next 2 weeks. And she says fire season won't go away until California receives soaking storms. The warm, dry, and windy conditions now deep into autumn are predicted to get worse as the climate crisis grows. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain co-authored a recent study that found a large increase in what he calls perfect days for fires to ignite.
The occurrence of extreme fire weather conditions in autumn have already doubled as a result of the climate change that had occurred through 2018.
Swain says with the number of fire-prone days already growing, emissions must be curbed globally to prevent even more destructive blazes in California. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Shereen Awad, KVCR News.